Welcome to Narratives. Sunil Badami reads here from a work in progress called An Allergy, in which he recounts his fictional doctor father's tales of an unfortunate marine growth on a sailor, among other fantastical maladies.
Case history number 6. Molluscular dermatitis. The old man who grew barnacles on his back. Feeling expansive, forgetting his oath and ethics, my father would gather us on the veranda after dinner and tell us stories of the various interesting cases he'd encountered in his long and distinguished career while our mother washed up, nursing another whiskey, or digestif as he liked to call them. He'd tell us about the girl who grew a third ear in the back of her neck, the Siamese twins who'd fallen in love with the same lass, the woman who spoke in foreign accents despite never having left the district, the man allergic to the love of his life, and countless others. As he always reminded us, he may have been terrible with names, but he always remembered faces, and beneath their skin, their stories, or case histories, as he liked to call them. Although you might find some of these case histories hard to believe today, my father, dedicated through his profession to the facts, pure and simple, wasn't a man given to deliberate untruths. But although he told us lots of case histories, we didn't know much about his life before he met and married our mother. And that summer, before he was carried away, she wasn't much for talking much either. Once there was a man, an old man, my father began, fishing an ice cube from his glass, with barnacles growing all over his body. They're tenacious creatures, barnacles, greedy and seaweedy, and they never let go of anything. Although anybody who saw him, crustaceaned in that hard, salt-sharp shell skin, might be horrified, he'd just laugh. "Barnacles only stow away on the best vessels," he'd gurgle. The old man loved the sea. "It was in his blood," he'd say, "just as much brine as rum." His face was scuffed as the boots of any ancient mariner, his hands roped and calloused with knots and splinters. It seemed, his echinodermic affliction aside, that the sea had already seeped into him, becoming him, or he becoming it. The old man and the sea, they washed into each other. So when the first few barnacles started to appear, he wasn't overly concerned. He was an old bloke, after all. Who was he to worry about another insult of age? They all called him Muscles down the long jetty. Could have been Muscles, like the mollusks, though he wasn't sure. His ear canals had all long filled with water, and all he heard were the whispers of the Susurrus Sea. Despite my best efforts, I couldn't prescribe any conventional treatment other than an antihistamine to relieve the itchiness. And I'm no dermatologist, much less a malacologist. I did consider sending in a report to the Lancet about my new discovery, which I termed molluscular dermatitis, but in the end, I was too busy with my many other duties round the district to get round to it. I suggested that the next time he was scraping his boat down the dry dock, he might consider running the chisel over himself and getting one of the boys down the boat shed to do his back. This worked for quite some time, helping to keep the unabating mollusks at bay, but eventually when, partly due to his deafness, most likely because he was by now barnacled all over, well, he clammed up and couldn't ask anyone anything, and he was reduced to some sort of mute, senile turtle, overhung with heavy growths and bitter itchiness. Eventually, he just walked into the ocean, never to be seen again. Some of the prawnies, heading out for the night, saw an odd stony shape glissando into the darkness out by the spit, but it was far too far to make out clearly. He'd have been hopelessly weighed down by his back, swallowed up by the sea. "They say drowning's like sleeping," said my father, suddenly aware of the time and the quickening breeze. "Still, if I'd had the choice, I'd want to keep my wits about me when my time came," with my family round me. Sometimes I wonder if he mightn't have been better off with oysters or mussels on his back, because, of course, then he wouldn't have had any shortage of volunteers to scrape him off. If only barnacles tasted better, my father said, over the faint, distracted flapping of the front fly screen. Our mother had disappeared again, with a note on the back of the shopping list on the kitchen table. Down the beach was all it said.
You have been listening to Sunil Badami, reading from his book In Progress, An Allergy. The Narratives Library is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas BFM 99.9.